morning. Nevertheless, this is the fact of the Porcupine Podcast. Crazy Wednesdays early in the morning for some episodes that I come across as I prepare myself to get out of here for class of 9. My last day taking a safety course. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the facts of the Porcupine Podcast. So here's what I'm going to say.
And facts experience. Welcome.
You're married. It's your birthday. Your wife wants to do something special. What do you want for your birthday? Whether it be a female or a male. How about a threesome? The wife is a bondage. Do you know anybody that's into bondage? Dominatrix. You know one? Female? Or to each his own. So I don't know how this is gonna go because this is 19.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Whoa. Part one of a crazy ass conversation. Now I went to a meeting. I met someone. Well, I didn't meet that person. I was speaking to another female. She's an Indian woman, engineer. She's the marketing person for that company. We see each other all the time, but I haven't seen her in a while. So when I seen her, I got on one knee and she was sitting down. I didn't want to stand over her, and we were talking. While we were talking, somebody interjected themselves into the conversation. They said, wow, she knew that woman because she must have been going to the meetings too. But that lady knew me for at least 10, 15 years. And we see each other up in Albany, all over the place. And this person said, who are you? And I didn't say anything. I just kept talking to the woman. And she said, do you have a business card? You know how it's experience. I said, no, just look me up. And I walked away. I went back to my seat. Oh my God. She didn't like that. So she started, obviously, asking these people, who the hell is this dude? Because I spoke at the meeting. I asked the question. Next thing you know, this person that asked me that question about a business card, she asked this woman, and the lady must have gave her some information about me, told her who I was, blah, blah, blah. Now I got tracked down by this person. Now, I only seen this person for 10 seconds. I never said shit to her. I just said, hey, I don't have a card, just look me up, you know, I'm doing what I thought. One thing leads to another. I get a call, I got an email. And I'm thinking that the company that we went to get the business, they're reaching out to me, but it was her. And I'm like, I'm responding back to them as if this is the company, because we were waiting for our turn to put a price in, which is tomorrow. This goes back a month and a half. So I got the drawings, they couldn't find my email. All kind of bullshit. She tracks me down. And just like anybody that meets me at a meeting, took my money. Well, she put in a price over $1 million. She has an estimator. She asked me for some construction advice. No collusion. You're not allowed to do that. You're working on bids and stuff like that. I know people do it, but I don't do it. I stay with it. And I told her, I said, listen, you got an estimator. It looks like you did the right thing. Then there were some issues about
and facts
the responsibility of the work. I asked her straight up, do you own this company? Because they have a lot of women, especially white females, that are pass-through. So what they do is they'll get certified, they'll go through the documentation, but the husbands run the company. You're not allowed to do that. But in this particular case, she owned her company. Yo, the lady was on my ass. Strong contractor, very nice. So we must have talked about back and forth, and I went like this one day. I said, listen, I'm going to charge you, mean, I don't mind helping and talking and asking. Certain things I can't tell you because you got to make those decisions on your own. But I said, it looks like you pretty much covered yourself, and good luck to you, and I hope you win. Well, they called her in. She called me, and I said, listen, you better call in, go to the meeting, be professional, and give them what they asked for. And what happened? She got called, put the price in, and they called her again. Now, they're considering her. I said, congratulations. But then they started throwing in the monkey wrench. What would you do if this? I said, listen, that's a business decision. You're going to have to make it on your own. But I would advise you to be careful because this is what they do to us. Everything that she went through the process, I've been through the process many a time. Once she put her price in, then I was able to speak to her. And I spoke to her and I said, listen, you got a good opportunity, Shirley Chisholm. It's a big $130 million job. It would be nice if you get on, try to make it happen. Well, they cut her number in half. And she said, no. And I was like, whoa.
It's another podcast. Some people would have took it. The porcupine, you know,
one bird in the hand is better than no bird. She didn't believe that. She said, I don't want to work for that small margin of profit. I did. If it's not $500,000 and up, we don't want it. And I thought that was a little bit cocky, but then we didn't speak. I get a text saying, hey, I would like to take you out for brunch. So I'm thinking, is this set up? You know, what the hell is up? And I meet her in Brooklyn. She's never been on this side. And I'm just going to let it run. I'll tell you what, crazy. And me, when I hang out with a female, I'm very respectful. Now, if somebody shows up 41 minutes late, oh yes, she was calling, she texted, said, hey, the cab driver doesn't know where to go. If somebody asks you out for brunch, does the female pay, or is it a gentleman's way, should I pay? And I don't have money. But I went, it was peaches, it was cool. There's a third half of this conversation. Like, I gotta listen to it because it got crazy. But this one I'm going to run, and the next one, be that that it may. This is not for children. I should put that on. It's not for children. It's for adults and people with common sense. But this is going to teach you a lesson. You don't bring another woman in your marriage. That's right. So what? I'll make it worthwhile to listen. Marriage, an entanglement that you cannot believe. She knows a lot of gay men. Every photograph she came back to my office, showed her everything. Wow, you do a lot. You know, I'm showing when she came to the office, I had my computer up. I said, listen, this is how we do the bid. You pay your estimator $700,000. I can't pay a guy to do the third party. I'm not paying somebody to do the drawings. I can do it myself. Even though when I get a job that I really, really want, it's a federal, city, state, or something, that I want to make sure I pick up everything, all the requirements, I'll outsource it. And I don't have money like that, and I don't like doing that, because I've done that for years. She has the money, she pays for it. So without further ado, let me hit this. Get ready. Buckle up your seat belts. This is the Facts and the Porcupine Pond. This is a crazy conversation.
So, how many guys you asked out for brunch? You've never took a man out. Well, you didn't take me out. You know me to beat you.
I don't take men out. I just have another one.
What kind of men you got? You know what? You are so funny because, come on, let's cross over. There's so many women that I have met that are damaged. When they tell me that guys are like, no, what? Like, it could happen to me. Anybody could be displaced or anything. We had a kid come on the show last night. I met him in the park, and he's a designer. Not only was he an interesting guy, hello, ladies. Not only was he an interesting guy, the boy did prison time. Foster child, 80, the whole thing, and he spoke openly. This guy, they were complaining, he blazes on chicken. That was the house of kids, it was cheap.
Chicken house.
So you don't, you like guys with their own place, not a bunch of children.
Does sex matter?
Yes, it does.
What do you mean? Oh,
because it's important.
What is important?
I have to be.
What if you're in love with a guy? If you're in love with him, and you know he goes to sleep too fast.
No.
This lady don't walk. This is her life. That animal. She, I thought she was a cop. So physically, what do you mean?
Physical attraction.
Oh, oh.
Physical.
What?
It has to be.
What do you mean?
It has to be good.
What's good? You gotta come. What if you don't come?
No,
you
I don't want someone who does not know what.
Boy, you walk like that dog everywhere, young lady. How y'all been?
Yeah, we're always around.
Look at you, boy. You're looking great. Good to see you.
I want someone that, who actually, you know, we can learn from each other.
Yeah, y'all gotta teach me shit. Yeah. I don't know shit. That top tip top is a nice. Her and her husband was married for 60 years. He passed away.
Uh-huh.
That's a bar. That's a bar. Uh-huh. You know. So the sex is a big thing, huh?
It's important. It's not a big thing. It's important to me.
Is there a certain requirement per week?
No, I don't put requirements
because,
on
because, you know, they say once people get married, it's a sex stop.
I heard that.
Is that true?
I don't know. I've never experienced that, so I can't speak on it.
Is there certain criteria, like acts you gotta do, like you know, because some of you guys, they don't.
I don't want anybody peeing on me. Oh, I don't want anybody.
Oh, wait a minute.
That is so. What exactly can afford it?
That is a spirit spot. Wise, this doctor office, they've been working on this shit, they finally got it up. So you don't want anybody peeing on
you? No. What are you choking me?
Put it like by the neck?
No, I don't want anybody peeing on me. I don't want any of that stuff.
Hold on a second. Nothing kinky.
No, I'm not into any of that.
Wait a minute.
No.
Peeing? Oh, you have girlfriends that have been peeing on them?
I have friends who like golden showers.
What?
I don't
want anybody. Are you fucking kidding me?
Look, if you're into that, that's your thing, and no judgment from me. I don't want you putting any straps on me, choking me, beating me, nothing. I'm not into any of that in S&M. I'm not into that. It's not my thing.
Because when I was listening to a TikTok, and I was so damn naive to know what they said, she said, how's your head game? Uh-huh. So I'm thinking, they talking about Parable. I thought they were talking. She said, I suck a dick. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm looking at this on TikTok or whatever it is. Somebody sent it to me. I'm like, how does your. These girls look like grown young ladies.
So what? People have their own preferences. There's nothing wrong with them. However, I'm not into S&M. Like, I have friends who love to that. She likes to be the dominant one. She'll drink up and get into character.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
All in black.
Yes, and she likes the whips and the chains. She likes to dominate men.
But how are you dominating them?
Because you're taking over in the bedroom when you're doing S&M. And they like pain. There are men that she likes who like pain inflicted on them. Rather, it's you're not.
Somebody, I was talking.
Like they like to be beaten. They like to be fed. They like to be
men.
Yes, that's what she does.
Somebody I was talking to, well, she met me. And she said, oh, we gotta go out, we hang out, she's training.
Uh-huh.
And I hung out, I went, she's on green, I just hung out, I'm just being cool. I hung out with a girlfriend, it's a bunch of dick crazy. And she said, you know why I like you? You're the only man that doesn't try to fuck my girlfriend. I said, excuse me? I'm not even thinking about that. I had to drive these heifers home. And when they got back, I never stay out in my bed. You know what I'm saying? You know, uh-huh. I don't know if you know me. Like, if I go out, I gotta be in my bed. In my own bed.
Yeah,
the next
me too.
Morning.
I don't like to sleep.
Sometimes.
I
don't
my
mind.
House.
I don't.
I'm not into sleeping over.
I'm really.
Into that.
I always make it home. So, homegirl goes like this, and I just automatically. She said, oh, you're a man's man. I said,
what
listen.
What does that mean? What
she was going to rub my. Touch my asshole. I said, what you doing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're a man's man. I said, wait a minute. They like, she said, Reggie, I'll be putting shit up and do that. I said, you ain't playing here. Fuck around with you, you crazy. She said, no, I get it. I see how you are. She
said,
homegirl. I'm going to learn this way and catch a lot of people. Pickleball is not open.
Why?
She is, this is my, everything you see, I hate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you see. This is my young man. He grew up, he's following the rules now. That's great. That's a mother that was complaining the other day. What up, dog? Thank you for doing what you do, but doing it right.
Of course, bro.
It's a young lady I met
You know, nobody think, you know me, you ain't never seen with it, but I'm a good man, right? Met her at a business meeting. Tough. Just like tough. Man, me and you, we under pressure. So, look at this boy, man. This is all proud. This is what we got in hand. She's never been around this neighborhood. Let me show her the neighborhood. We play pickleball right there where she's roller skating.
Oh, okay.
We have the nets inside. That young man used to help us with the Halloween. He's grown up. He's a big guy. Here's the playground where we police. You're not allowed to smoke no weed up in here. She's good. She's sitting here. I'll walk around. Watch how they see me. He don't belong in here. They ain't got a child. I don't normally say nothing. Here's my office. Not my company office. My friends of John Hancock playground office. Hey, how you guys doing? Yo, you guys ain't smoking no weed or nothing, right? Are you rolling it? Do me a big favor. Go in the big area. They ready to go on work. You can never do that. They would go crazy. Somebody shitted over there. I got to clean that up. You see that shit? This, anytime you want to do your thing, go in the big area from 7 to 3 during the week. Don't come in. But in here, just go. Oh, I cleaned up that whole shit. You can go in there, roll up. Nobody going to smell you. Thank you for being cool about that. And if you do see somebody that don't know, man, let them know. All right. Thank you so much. Where's your kid at? Where's your child?
Is this your family?
Where's your little cousin?
I'm tired of flying.
So you should probably ready. Listen, there's some cap over there. Look, there's dog food over there. Oh, somebody took a crap over there. Miss, you gotta watch your child. Wow, that was a... Who's over here? So this is all gonna be thrown out later. Hello? So your girlfriend that puts men in bondage, do they pay her?
Yes, they pay her.
They pay her? Why would they pay her?
Because that's what she does.
Oh, so she's a dominatrix?
Yes. Basically.
How many times she put you in bondage?
Never. I'm not into that.
You ever had a woman before?
Never. Not into that. Never, and I never will. I'm not into that. Okay, here it says.
That's crazy.
I'm not here for that. I'm not into that. Why is it in foreclosure?
There was a video on where this Jamaican girl was saying she's sitting in Jamaican man. All they want to do is bang your back out. Don't want to do shit. Don't eat pussy. I'm like, why is she speaking like that?
Okay.
And she said, you know, retirement, no maid. In her car talking shit.
On your podcast?
No, on hers. She had, you know, people say your links, you know? And you read into it and all like, you know, there's some funny shit going on out there. These people got some crazy preference. The first time I ever went on a podcast, I got on late at night to listen to others so I could learn how to do mine. And they would say it's a raunchy shit. And you know, I went to see the guy that was in the car accident.
Which one?
The comedian, Tracy Morgan.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, he was saying some shit. He made everybody. You know what she said? She did that little trip. Ladies, look at him. He on the stage like this. Ladies, don't let it hit the floor. And the white people at Staten Island were like, I looked like the audience looking up. Some were laughing, but some were like, you can see that expression on their face. Like, this one. I said to my sister, I said, Michelle, she came, she was checking to make sure you don't record. I said, this motherfucker, is he, what kind of shit is it? She said, he's known for that. And his follower. I said, I ain't never had no shit like that. He said some crazy. I know some people went home and tried some of the shit he said, but I thought it was over the top. But it was real, so. What can you say?
It doesn't really say anything.
Sex is dangerous. You gotta know. So how much do they pay the lady?
What lady?
Your friend that does that crazy shit.
It could depend on anything, what you're looking for.
But mostly white guys do that, right?
There's some black clients she has, too.
That's crazy shit.
Look, I'm not here to judge.
That ain't nothing to judge. You got somebody spanking your ass, but you won't let your grandmother, your mother beat your ass when you're wrong.
So they reduced the price. It was 4 days ago.
Yeah, but they ain't shit biting.
Nobody's buying this right now.
Motherfuckers, a Chinese investor will get it and they'll drag them down. If they get that shit for $800,000, that's a $700,000 house, but you gotta put $400,000 more in it.
I wanna see who the lender is. I'll see it.
You know about this stuff?
My friend is real estate. I thought they made that information here publicly, but I don't see it.
I'm gonna throw this shit out, but
they bought it for $625.
That's what I'm saying. So they get rid of it, they make, but the bank took it back.
The bank took it, so they're not gonna get anything. They're not walking away with anything. It's a foreclosure. But you have to put at least a good 5 in there to build that up. Wow. Always our people.
Fuck y'all people. I ain't worried about that our people shit. I grew up with a lot of everything. White, black, purple, green, orange, you name it. Write it down, let's print it out.
I took a picture of it. I don't need it up. I took a picture. I have
so do you let your hair get long?
No.
You have clean ears?
Of course I do.
What made you call me and ask me out, woman?
Why not? Okay. I said, oh, we're always talking on the phone. Let's get an opportunity to.
You're going
to
tell that Indian woman, I met Mr. Sweet.
I am going to tell her. There's nothing really on there. I bet it would have the bank information that does it.
Yes, because they know what they
know. No, I can always ask somebody to look that up for me.
Do 11A Arlington. Let's see what happens. No, we have 11A Arlington, Brooklyn, New York, up for sale by owner. Okay. You heard some wild, crazy conversation. I was at a business forum for small business, women, and minority, and you name it. It's a $130 million project. There's a lot of recreation centers going up in every borough, 2 of them in Brooklyn. And I guess a few, you know, Staten Island, and ladies and gentlemen who have dogs and animals, they are building, they're tearing down the animal shelter on Linden Boulevard, and they're expanding it. And in every borough, I believe, there's a new dog grooming medical center and everything. So there's the population now. Dogs and bikes. Everything, if you have a beautiful animal, you'll be able now to take it to the vet on Linden. There's a big one on Linden Boulevard. I don't know if you guys knew that. And so we meet. Well, we don't even meet because I'm there. She's a contractor. I'm a contractor. I have been around for a while as far as what I do. Lost money, went union. We are. And still is, because I'm active, one of the best painting companies ever assembled, but one of the best and the first black-owned. You know how they do. They want to know your race, your creed. I never market my company that way. Eventually, they will find out who owns the establishments, because once you start doing government work, bidding to different companies, they want to know who the hell you are.
So we set up RS Painting Company, Inc. That was proliferary. We smashed them. There's a website, www.rspaintingcoinc.com. I don't even know her company name. And then we went union and lost a lot of, you know, I don't even know what, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I do know one thing. They ain't treat me the way they treat their boys. So if you ever come to John Hancock's Children's Playground, it is a children's playground, the open field and the children apparatus, you will see a lot of surface painting, and I did that for them as a volunteer. We created a friends group, and we have a wonderful playground. We have beautiful, clean, and that, oh man, you don't know the hell. So she's never been on this side of Brooklyn, which I could not possibly understand. You know, she lives in Brooklyn, but never been on this side of Brooklyn. And some people that have done that. So all I know is I was sitting, and the meeting is getting crowded and packed. I saw a lot of people that have been around and been, you know, started their company when I started. And we've been around for a minute, you know. And she was sitting next to a woman. And I think her ethnic background is Hindu and Indian. So me and her, we always see each other. Albany, you name it, she's out there for her company. And she's sitting with this woman who knows me. I don't have a business card or nothing like that. I don't have anything like that. I believe we are getting what we get on merit, no matter what race or who you are. Just do the right thing if you're small business. So they call this big project the Shirley Chisholm Recreation Center. And it's in that neighborhood of Flatbush. So there's a meeting call, and we go. At least I go. And once I saw a lot of good faces and, you know, people still at it, still doing what they do when you met them, the same shit, nothing changes, same, you know, there's a lot of sly, slick, crooks, women, some people say they own the company, they don't own the company, it's a pass-through and all that nonsense. So, I walk up, get on one knee while she was sitting, I said, how have you been, how's everything, and she said, oh, wow, Reggie, where have you been, because I haven't been around to those. They're called horse and pony shows. When they do it, just to follow the formality, and they're not going to hire you. So that's what we were dealing with. And I just said, I'm not going to keep going to these things because, you know, they don't hire minorities and shit like that. Things have changed, I guess. So while I was speaking to her, saying, hi, how you been and everything, the voice that you hear in this conversation interject and said, who are you? Like, I don't even know her. And she asked me for a business card. I said, just look me up. And she took not kind to that. And I went back to my seat. And I know there was a sign-in sheet that we put all the information just in case if they want to call. And I said, yeah, I don't have a business card. I don't, you know, I have a website. You know, I do what I do. So lo and behold, this person, I guess she didn't like what I said, or maybe did, I don't know. She decided to inquire about me. And I guess whatever she found out or whatever was said to her, out of the blue, I get a phone call. Now, everybody that was in that meeting will be bidding on that job. And while I was there, and she called, and they take companies. We should have been there a year ago. That's what these guys do. They put the bids out 2 or 3 years ago, and then they call small business like minorities, and it's up to you to be on top of it. I'm normally on top of things, but I fell off the radar a little bit. I was burnt the hell out. You guys probably know that. Just burnt out and tired of the bullshit. Trying and trying and trying. Keep trying and trying and trying. And, you know, if I bid 50 jobs, we get one. And this is government work, and you cannot fool around. So she calls. I'm like, I don't even know who's calling. Oh, I got the email. And then all of a sudden, it was funny because she was able to get my contact information, but the people with the bids didn't have mine. So I'm like, yo, when are you going to send me the price, the bid package? When are you going to send me the drawings? When am I going to get, you know, everything that I need? And then there's a big pre-qualification. So they know that most small business, especially blacks and Latinos, we won't have what we need because
We wasn't raised up into the construction industry. And you know who runs it. You know, it's two coaches run it. And we're always like begging for contracts with the city and the state. And that's government money. It's supposed to be open and fair. And we have a lot of new people coming into New York. And they want to participate. And it's great to see that. But there's been a group of people like myself for at least 10, 15 years just trying to get in. And I know I'm a little savvy than others, and I got in. But just on a crumb, you know, they give you the crumbs. So I get an email, and I'm thinking it's the company at the meeting sending out emails letting people know, hey, if you're a painter, if you're a carpenter, whatever you are, your dates are coming, get ready. But it wasn't the company, it was her. And I'm like, I'm answering this email as if, you know, it's the people from the city, DDC, Design and Construction, it's this young lady. So when I call, I'm like, yo, what's going on? And then her voice, I'm like, excuse me? She said, no, I am not Len Reese. I said, well, who the hell are you? And I'm the young lady that was sitting with your friend who you were speaking to, and you told me to look you up. I said, oh, hi. How can I help you? What's up? What do you... Okay. She was very helpful to me because, you know, when I found out that they wasn't sending me the documentation, because they claimed they didn't have my email or my phone number, and I've been around for more than... everybody knows me. So she gets my information. She calls me, and she called like no other person, like anyone else. All the people I meet at meetings, they call me because they think I know everything. And I know a lot. Because when you get screwed over a lot, you start to learn a lot. So she calls. We never met. Only on that one time. I didn't even know who I was talking to be straight up and honest with you guys. She calls, and I said, so what's up? What can I help you with? What's the matter? Well, I'm bidding this job, and she must have found out that I know what I'm talking about, because the lady that I'm talking about that knows me, that I said hello to, her community, I think they were engineers, and she was the marketing person. She must have called her, because they were claiming they couldn't find my number. She got it. She must have found out. I don't know. And one thing led to another. She called. She said, I said, so anything I can help you with? It was first talking a lot of time on the phone because she was putting a price in her bidding. She had her own estimators, and I was asking her a lot of questions because a lot of women, they usually get the company in their name, but their husbands run it. You know, they're not really who they are. But this particular person says she's the owner, she runs it, she's got her family. All right, no problem. So she sends me over her documentation, and I assist them, her and her estimator. Well, her estimator was really good. He charged a lot of money, and I wouldn't pay that. And so she puts in a bid for over $1 million. And I thought, wow, I'm impressed. Then there's more questions. And then the company started putting her through the process. And as you can hear her in her conversation, now things have been revolving. Everybody's woke. You know, they woke up to the shit. Wow, you can get rich doing construction with the city. All you got to do is X, Y, Z. That's how this all began. And I wind up working, and I must have took at least, no bullshit, if she called me 15 times before we ever met, because I wasn't planning on doing anything for anybody. I was always an advocate and all that. I got tired of that shit because it was taking too much of my time. But in this particular case, it wasn't. She sent me her stuff. I reviewed it. And I asked a couple of questions, and she came. She always had an answer, and she puts her price in. And I was like, yeah, go for it. You know, I think you can do well. But I mentioned to her how the industry is. They don't give a contract over $1 million to anyone unless you got everything in line. And, you know, believe it or not, she had a lot of things in line, and now it comes down to price. And she felt that, you know, you know how it is when somebody, you know, the city has a, I don't know if it's a law now or a good faith effort. I don't know what it is. And if it was a law and if it was a federal law, all of these companies would be hiring small business, no matter what color you are, no matter what ethnic group you are. They would be following the federal law, because when the federal government is involved in shit, you can get away with shit, but they eventually catch up with you. And I'm honest. So I thought, here we go. Here's another woman. pretending to be the owner, blah, 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 but it wasn't this case. So she puts a price in. We get it to where I'm like, listen, if you're comfortable with your price, I can't tell you what to do. But then we were looking at areas of the bid that I can help her with because we don't do collusion. I don't do that shit. And I don't know if she understood that. So and then some people think I'm too thorough because I know you can get in a lot of trouble fucking around. And if you cheat in the city, the state, the federal government, you will go to jail. You know, so she puts a price in. And I'm like, congratulations, calls. And even right on down to the labor and everything, I'm just telling her what I know. I'm not helping her with the bid because she had her own estimator. And I always refer her back to her guy if she's not comfortable with the price. Well, she got a call and she received the meeting. And then that's when the pressure started. Hey, you know, we like your number. We want to work with you, but this is this. We like you. We want to work with you. You got to do this. You got to do that. And this person, I think it's the new breed, she wasn't taking that. No, I gave you a good price. This is what it is. She was talking to them because she had her meeting. So now I have tomorrow to put my price in. You know, my turn is tomorrow, the 18th. And I got to come out here and really get down to business and get my price in. Now, because it's big. And now she calls and I go, hey. Oh, no, she called me before the meeting and was asking me some questions. What should I do? I said, just go in and try to win it. You know, just go. She's very smart. She's not a stupid-ass woman. A lot of women are not dumb. You know, I respect them. And they, you know, you may hear me say different things, you know, a little bit of cursing, but all in all, and then I pray. So every time I do something wrong, and I know.
We're going to take this important phone call. Yeah. Okay, I see the Herkimer number in the email. I just looked up the email, so I'm on another call, but I'll check it and I'll call you back. Thank you, buddy.
Pray for forgiveness, but I do it anyway because I'm dealing with a lot of shit outside. You know, a lot of people are not fair, not right, and you know sometimes you want to give fight fire with fire. So that's the devil. You fight the devil back with his shit. Sometimes you say stuff. No, it's a two-part conversation because now she has a meeting. She calls me back. I said, how did it go? And let me tell you something. I've only seen her for 30 seconds. I don't even know this person. But I'm able to talk openly and candidly because we did a construction thing. I said, wow, you had your meeting. How's it going? She said, we're waiting to hear back. Well, she heard back. They started asking serious and correct questions because one of the scope of work. You can be qualified, but there could be something in your scope of work that you have never done, like putting a gymnasium floor down, painting it, polyurethane. That is big time. And when you gotta have, there's companies that specialize in that. So that was the big question with her. I said, can you do this work? She says, yes. But I said, have you ever done this work? That's the big ticket. And we were going back and forth. And then sometimes when you start to dissect somebody's comments and stuff and they're calling you, they don't want to hear what you want to hear because I heard it before to myself. So that's why I know what to ask and say. Well, what came out to be, they wanted to split up the contract. They wanted to give her a small portion and they were going to get, they know that they had somebody. You know, these guys, this is like, construction is fucking terrible, you know. You know, you get some good play guys out there, but for the most part, everybody's a fucking, you know, they want to squeeze the subcontractor, especially if you're women and you're black and you're minority, Spanish, small white females. They take it too. They take hell from these guys. And so that's what happened. She refused. I thought it was a good chance for her to get in her first city job, but she says, no, we only do work above $500,000. I thought in my eye, I'm like, wait a minute, they just cut your risk in half. They're giving you an opportunity to participate on a historic building. Shirley Chisholm, first woman to ever run for president, a black woman. She said no. I said, well, it's a business decision. You made it, and there's nothing I can say after that. But I did say, you should reconsider getting on the project, getting involved with the process. She didn't want to do it. All right. Well, that's the end of that. So she's always texting. She's very, very, you know, sent me something on the mail. And then one day she said, I would like to take you out for brunch. And if you were listening to the live podcast on Sunday, I waited 41 minutes for this girl. I was about to leave. But she was in contact. She said the cab driver doesn't know where he's going and this and that. And I asked the question to each and every one of you. If somebody asked you out for brunch, and it's a female, and you're a male, straight, whatever, you're into ladies, I'm into ladies, I'm not into men, I'm not into none of this crazy shit. And you're going to hear a wild conversation as this, we go to the next segment with her, because she's never been on this side of Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, nothing, she doesn't know. So she asked me for brunch. I met her, I could have walked to the place, I met her at Peaches. We'll give them a big up. It was pretty good. The cheeseburgers was huge. If you're vegan, she's a vegan. And so we hang out and we start fucking talking about everything. And I asked, while people were walking by, I'm saying hello to everybody, just being cool. It was beautiful out Sunday, Grand Avenue popping. Things are looking great. People, a lot of babies were born in the pandemic. I've never seen so many baby carriages from all walks. Society's going to be good if we can hold the line and keep our moral. And you'll hear more about moral when we go to the next segment. So I do this, and I'm good. I ain't been out in a while like that. I don't think a woman has ever asked me. I didn't know what the fuck to do. But I knew most of the time when they do ask you, and especially if you meet somebody in business, it will continue the business conversation. But she wanted to know more about my company and me. And we just hung out. We had a good time. And the place that she took me to or told me to meet her, everybody, all the hipsters, all the hoo-hoo. But she knows a lot of gay men. A ton. And we just started talking and laughing it up, you know, singing. So she's crazy. And for the first time, you can really run some conversations through each other, and you can tell if you want to ever hang out again. So she makes it there. We eat. You know, hanging out, because it was tough because my little guy wasn't feeling well, and I had a class on Saturday, so it didn't make sense for me to have my boy on Sunday because I came in late Saturday, so it worked out for her and me. You know, we just hung out. I thought, what else could she possibly ask me? She had a lot of things to ask me, so we didn't record that because certain shit I didn't record, but I let it run. And there's a lot of shit, you know. So we leave this place. We're walking, and I'm showing her these eateries. You can hear in the conversation. Tailor-made Jamaican food is incredible. Tailor-made Jamaican cuisine. We're going to keep that. Let me go get her business card since I said her name. I want to make sure I say the right thing. What time is it? I got a class at 9. This is my last day with this OSHA. There's a big thing with construction and OSHA, but let me find Taylor card because it would be not fair to shout or mention the name. Where is that card? It was in front of me. That's what happens when you got some goddamn business cards. Okay, I found it. Here we go. So since I mentioned them, this is tailor-made Jamaican eatery, Jamaican flavor with Ed. Urban Twist, 718-484-2310 at 222 Green Avenue, Brooklyn. It is well worth it. I heard they got a soup over there. If you want to make a man strength, they say strength, some shit. You know when Jamaicans say strength, that means, you know what I mean. So we leave there, and now we're walking in the areas that she's never been around, and that's Bedford-Stuyvesant. Where I lived and where I am at. And we just walking and we ran into Taylor May. She saw a big Jamaican flag and she's asking a lot of questions. She saw real estate. You can see that, you know. And then we make it towards where I'm at, where I live. And I wanted to show her Seed Brooklyn at 212-17 Bedford. You better be there this weekend. Incredible show. Something's happening big there. So we do this and we get all of this and we're talking and she's. There's a ton of shit that went down, and I won't say anything more. Then I showed her my office. I have a home-based business. Very respectful. We don't fuck around. I'm not going to get tangled in a tanglement with a woman over any bullshit. I don't play that shit. And then we come, and then we just start happening. She wanted to know the kind of guy I was. Maybe, I don't know, she was interested. I have no clue. I don't go out and I don't do certain things to, you know, I'm just who I am. You know, I'm old fashioned. You know, when I say old fashioned, I have sisters, aunts. I grew up around a lot of women in my family, and we don't do certain shit at night. So that's how that began. And I don't know the name of a company. I gotta be honest with you. If I can look on the computer, I can find it. And we had a ball. I never laughed my ass off. But then she started telling me about these crazy. She was starting to get to know me and asking me all kind of shit. And, you know, it wasn't uncomfortable, but it was comfortable enough that I was like, you know, I'll roll with it. A friend do domination, all this bullshit. But a wonderful human being, very raised well. She made some comments in the restaurant about different people growing up, like blacks and Jamaican and this and that. I'm like, lady, you have no fucking clue what you're talking about. I'm from the South. I never stayed in New York. My parents would send us out of New York like every African family does to this day, Yemenis, everyone. They have their kids in the United States, then they send them back to their country so they don't get indoctrinated with the bullshit in the streets, and then they bring them back as they're 15, 16, and they continue and they move on. Without further ado, we will end this here. You will get to hear her and this madness that I've heard that day. Like I said, I had a wonderful time. Nothing sexual, no touching, nothing. She showed me a lot of pictures. She showed me all these pictures of her family and friends. And we just exchanged this. And once she came to my office, it's a home base, you know, the front room, she saw a lot of the machines. Like, I don't really have a living room, but I will have a living room. I will get it straight. But I have a quick, you know, things, you know, that I need. Like, I got a certain big desk with my computers and my printers, you know, because when we were in construction, and before they used to send a lot of drawings. Now they don't do it anymore. Everything is electronic. So some of the blueprints and the drawings and the painting charts, like I'm a painting contractor, so I got all kind of painting charts. And you name it, we got it. We got what it takes to make it happen. So this is the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. So we're going to air this right now.
Oh, here come the fun stuff. Excuse me. Here it comes. This is a good one. And you know me, I'm being crazy. Look at that.
You keep flicking pictures too quick. You don't want me to see.
Anything. You can do whatever you want. They don't need pictures. We were at an event in New Jersey. So let me show you my gay uncle. This is my Instagram page. This is my gay uncle. My uncle Chris. My mommy's brother. He's gay.
Jamaican too?
Yeah. So this is my aunt, my mommy's sister, and this is my brother. We were in.
Oh, that's cool. He looks like a cool guy. I think I know this guy.
My brother lives in Maryland. He doesn't live in New York anymore. This is 2022, August, when my sister got married.
Okay.
And then we were at the wedding, and that's it.
What do you say? Keep going.
That's my brother.
Show me the pictures you don't want me to see.
And there's nothing I don't want you to see. They're public. My page is not even private. This was at the wedding. This was at the wedding. Before the wedding, I took these photos. I cried so much.
You look like that young lady on the TV show.
I miss my mommy.
Yeah.
No.
That's right. And this is you again?
Yeah. This was in Vegas. I went for my birthday. Yeah.
Look at that.
And then, this was from...
You went by yourself?
I went to go see Usher.
You are you, girl.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I went to go see Usher. I don't have no Heidi on me. I went to see Usher because I was like... And my friends were undecided, so I went by myself.
What?
I certainly did. I wanted to see Usher. I went for my birthday.
Usher who takes it in the butt.
I don't care what he does. It's me and my niece. We go out once a month and get together. I went to Jamaica last year, August.
Look at this.
And I stayed in the resort. I just wanted to get away.
So you're a spoiled-ass child.
Yes, I am. This is my cousin. Okay. Her and I went to Beyonce concert together last year. And... this was me in the Hamptons.
Is this?
No, this is in Brooklyn. And Rodney's. Yeah, these are my real breasts. Yes. Okay. This is when I went to Rodney's barbecue because Rodney has a barbecue. This is Rodney's friend. He's also gay. He's also gay. They all are. I have gay friends. I don't judge. So we go every year. Rodney has a barbecue 4th of July weekend, and we all go.
Wow. And what's this? That's a nice picture. What is that?
This is me and my niece. We went to dinner.
Oh, wow, that's nice. You
so
know how to fashion
yourself.
Every December,
we go to dinner. We do the all the winter.
You look like that talk show host.
Oh,
that
Tamara Hall. Everyone tells me that.
That
yeah.
She was a lawyer or something?
Cool. I don't know.
That's a nice picture right there.
Which one? This was the party I went to on Juneteenth.
Yeah. I'm turning you around.
You're so silly. Yeah, I mean, why is it that you're so hung up on gays? You have gay family members. Like, yeah, this was
what's
my, these are my mommy friends.
That's nice. Look at your, what?
Those are my mommy friends. Her daughter.
Where do you get all these clothes from?
I love clothing. This is when we went to DR
nice
for my niece's birthday.
Oh, you hung out with them Dominicans?
Yeah, we were there for a week. No, we just went to go hang out for a week. She wanted to go for her birthday. And this is my niece here. That's her.
Right. That's a young lady. Too.
And then I dressed her for her birthday, and I had a dinner for her at the hotel for her birthday.
Who's on the horse?
That's me. We went horseback riding. That was in DR. That was my first time going horseback riding. That shit hurt my ass.
I know it did. I
was like, it hurts your ass.
Yeah, because you didn't sit on the damn seat, right?
I did. It was hurting. Yeah. It hurt, like, right
that's
here.
You're
such a well, thank you. So that's it.
Uh-oh,
so
she's on the beach. Here we go.
Where?
Where's the bikini?
Oh, this was Hamptons. What year was this? Every summer I go to Hamptons. This was 2019.
Where's your one piece?
This is my mommy.
Oh, oh, I'm so sorry.
She
got a beautiful smile.
Yeah, I look like my mommy. Everyone tells me that.
Where's the sexy, oh, then she's showing some back.
This was,
why your hair is long? You're doing, why are you
my hair's
this?
Not long there. You think this is
long? Is that the same size?
It's the same size. You know, it's shorter now. Because when it gets, the brother gets warm. This is Hayward. He's also gay. Another gay friend that
you
I
love gay men because you don't want that girl.
No,
look at this guy.
He's also gay
like
too. It was one of their friend's 50th birthday.
So
he
may,
went,
you may
this
not,
is Rodney.
You may not be feeling the bump in the butt.
No,
that's why you
I
said
just, I have gay friends. What can I do about that?
It's nice though.
Yeah, this is when.
And wait a minute, these are the girls?
That's my girlfriend. She lives
is
in
Is that
Charlotte.
The bondage one?
No, the bondage one, I don't have a picture of her.
You ain't got a picture of her?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's
this
what I want.
This was in the Hamptons.
Oh, my God.
That's what after my mom died, I went to the Hamptons
send me
for a couple
picture.
Of days.
Send me that.
It's on my phone. I gotta send it to you. So that was
is this for you? How long ago was this?
This was 2019. This is when my mommy died. I lost weight. I was so depressed.
Yo, you gotta. Oh my God.
So now I'm back in
look
the gym.
At that thing right there.
Getting everything together. So
how did that taste?
Wonderful. I'm working out. I have a trainer. No, I have a trainer that I work with twice a week, and then I do other day. I go to Pilates.
Oh, she loves her some bra. Everybody loves fucking LeBron.
Of course I do.
Did you know he just made a museum?
He did?
Yep, his own stuff.
Yeah, I love LeBron.
LeBron is the man. But
not
this
that.
One, I need.
See,
I want that picture.
Let me see. There's a
picture,
send
me that
picture. Of my brother and
this
my sister.
This is beautiful. Who is that? You?
No, that's not me. That's
send me that
Alicia
picture.
Keys.
Send me that.
It's in my phone. I'll send it to you. So this is.
Where's Alicia Keys? Show me Alicia Keys.
I'll show you the thing that I went to. There's a
you
lot.
You have a lot of pictures. That's nice.
Yeah, my family.
This is you too?
That's me, yes.
You're a stylish little heifer. This is beautiful. I'm proud of you.
Let
oh, wow.
See.
Black.
I my mommy.
You look good in black.
That's
for and my all mommy. Colors.
Yes.
Oh my God. I ain't coming around yet. This one. Damn. Oh, here go the back. Why you turned around?
Because I wanted pictures from the back and the front. Man, that man. Was the event I went to in Jersey. A wine event. It's a wine and polo event. They have it every May in New Jersey.
This is a nice.
This was downtown Manhattan.
Near a construction job.
Yes, near a construction job. Exactly.
Nice. That's great.
That's it. I'm trying to see if there's one with me and my. So this is my friend Troy.
He's gay too.
He's gay, and then he's gay too.
Damn.
Yeah.
But y'all are wrong.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I can't do nothing about that. It's
I'm not talking about.
You know, Chef. You know this guy. What's his name? He had a restaurant in Brooklyn, but it closed. This guy. You know, he's a chef. He had a black owned restaurant.
He's a good, pretty good chef.
Yeah, he is.
Good for me. You see, your circle is high end.
My circle's not high end.
That's your friend?
These are my two former co-workers. She's Jamaican Chinese.
What?
Jamaican Chinese. Her name is Tracy Ann Chin.
That's nice.
Her mother is Black Jamaican. Her father is Jamaican Chinese. And this is my Dominican friend. They're choosing in the Bronx.
Right. And then here.
That's my best friend. We've been friends since I was in the seventh
Which
grade.
Which one?
This one.
Him?
Yes.
Yes. You ain't give him none?
No. We're like brothers and sisters.
I ain't want no damn sister.
No, he's my best friend. So this is the one that, oh, you have a picture of her. She or he is. That's the one that does the dominatrix.
That's the dominatrix one?
Yeah.
And what?
This was a party we went to in the city, and we met
the
these
white
stars
boys
there.
Want that ass. Look at me, I want you to put taxes on my
name. No, I don't have tattoos. I hate tattoos. I hate piercings. I'm not into any of those things. I don't want no markings on my body. I don't like any.
Oh, this is a great, this is a nice picture.
What's one?
That's you, right?
That was a wedding, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
That, thank you. That's what I had more hair. That was a wedding.
And this is, you good? You photographed good.
Thank you.
Oh. So what about him?
That's people from work. We want to circle line. Yeah. These are all work people. People from the job.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is all, yeah. All
right, so,
wait a minute.
This is a nice picture. That's who is taking these photographs, your friends?
That's the doorman that's in the building that
you. So what do you do? Can you do my favor, take my picture because I'm looking so good today?
Ask him and he took it. That's the old doorman. That was a festival we went to. This place in the city closed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's just somebody we met there that night.
That's Travis. Yeah.
Yeah, this was, he was performing at an event I went to in the park. And that's it.
This is, you got a good,
I have a lot of pictures.
Come on, send me that now.
I'll send it to you on my phone.
I'm sitting here right now. Want that?
Okay, I got to get in my library.
She chose.
Okay, so this is all right. So this is my sister here in the blue. She's a teacher. She's been teaching 10 years. She teaches autistic children.
Oh, we got to get to know her because Mrs. Brown, when we go to the house.
She teaches at school here in Brooklyn.
Yeah, Mrs. Brown, they need to know that.
And this is my other sister. We don't have the same dad. We have the same mom.
I can tell this.
She, the one that got married in 2022.
Nice.
That's me. See, me and my brother look alike.
Oh, same smile. Y'all got some good smiles.
Yeah, this is my mommy's sister. She lives in Queens, and this is our cousin.
Nice.
We were at a barbecue.
Let me see if I can show you a couple of our family pictures.
And that's it.
You can find them. You're good. Look at you.
And this is our first Christmas without our mommy. So we try to keep a tradition and get together every year. These are three girls and my brother.
Program. Oh, going to here. I got a crazy family. We good. We huge. You did good. You good. Well, at this event, I had a...
Where was this?
Let me find something. This was an event that they had a town hall meeting where a gay gentleman...
BMCC?
No, that's what that nigga had at college. The gay guy got up and asked them a question, and he forewarned them about their children becoming gay. Listen to this.
Who's speaking?
This
black?
He's gay? Nobody. He's still. He said. HIV.
Where was this?
As I had a fucking form, a contract form. He's to this black
ass. So I have a friend that I went to college with, right? He got married when he was 21. They got married for like 10, 12 years, had two kids. The wife, this is a true story. He's an NYPD detective, right? He and I went to college together. We're still friends till this day. So they decided to have a threesome. That's why I'm not into that shit, okay? So they decided to have a, listen, say nothing. They decided to have a threesome, right? I always thought that his wife went both ways because she has this masculine tendency about her. But because he's my friend and more, you know, I never said anything. I kept my thoughts to myself. So him and his wife decided to have a threesome.
When?
Listen, they had a threesome at a hotel.
Oh,
so when they had the, she decided that she wanted to give it to him for his birthday, the threesome. That was his birthday gift, right? So they have this threesome at the hotel. After they have the threesome at the hotel now, the third, the young lady that they invited into the bedroom.
How did they know her?
They met her from the church. Yeah, she was going to CCC. Listen, right? They were all online talking to each other. They know each other from the church or whatever. So they decided she wanted to give her husband a gift for his birthday. So the gift that she gave her husband was to have a threesome. So they went about and did whatever they had to do. They had the threesome. When they had the threesome now, everybody parted their ways. The husband and wife went back to their, you know, the normal, their lifestyle. And she went back to her lifestyle. She was single, right? Then the husband starts seeing the single young lady that they invited.
It's getting juicy. This should teach everybody a goddamn lesson.
And in the bedroom, on the side, without the wife knowing, right? So that's what happens. Okay. Move forward. The single girl who has no children and no boyfriend gets pregnant.
By him. That's right.
She got pregnant with twins.
Okay.
So in the process of doing that, their marriage is already on the rocks because, you know, things weren't working out with them.
She always sneaking around fucking that girl.
Anyway, the wife comes out and says that she's a lesbian. And that she's into women. And
so that treat that he thought he was getting was her satisfaction.
Her satisfaction. So she comes out, she reveals that she's into women, she comes out. So, okay, they go there.
Well, that worked out for him because he got the two kids from the
wedding. Wait, they're still living together as husband and wife. They're not divorced, whatever. So he's still seeing this young lady on the side. The wife didn't know about it, and they're still seeing each other. Eventually, they develop a relationship with her after she told him that she was pregnant. She had a boy and a girl for him, whatever. So he divorces the first wife
and goes
with the new young lady. They start a family together, and he marries her.
Okay.
Him and the first wife have two kids together.
Oh, so he's got four kids now.
Listen, not about the kids. Him and the first wife have two adult children because they're young adults. Now they're in their 20s. One son graduated from college. So in the process of the son, before he went off to college now, and while he was in, before college, he comes out to his parents. And he's gay. So now you have a lesbian mother, a gay son. You're in the process of getting a divorce, starting a new family over here on your right.
The lady that he had the threesome with, that he got pregnant, knew about he was being gay?
No, because the son didn't come out until he graduated high school. So all of this is going on. That is why you must never get, when you're getting into these entanglement with people, you never know what the outcome will be. So as a result of that entanglement, a pregnancy, your son came out of the closet. Wife came out of the closet because now she's
saying. And now you got an innocent straight woman dealing with this bullshit.
But all this. Then he marries her. The innocent straight woman, he marries her because I was at the baby shower. They got married, have two kids. The twins are probably like 6 years old by now. And now you have an ex-wife who's a lesbian, a son who's gay, and you have a new family that you're living with. And you remarried, and you're raising two children.
And you're a gay person, and she probably don't know. That's not cool.
Exactly. That is why you don't entangle with people. Like my mother would say, mix up, mix up, mix up. Too much mix up. That is a right. Mix up.
You're going to see.
Then it gets better. So he's now on the force, and he's with his partner. This is before he became detective. So one day he came out, and he was like, oh, Dina, I have a partner who's gay, and you know, and he's making me uncomfortable. And I'm like,
In the car. Because he wants to go. shooting on Franklin Avenue.
You need to have a conversation with him.
Y'all are crazy.
And let him know how you feel.
Wait. He's got to let him know that he's
uncomfortable.
But he probably picked up that he's gay.
My friend's not gay. My friend is the NYPD detective, is not gay. His partner's gay.
Then he need to move.
So the partner comes out and tells him that he's gay and blah, 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 blah. So all of this has to stop now, you know. He's like, yo.
Oh, so he was touching him like that? Going
yeah. But he didn't think of it anything because he thought it was just guys just smacking each other around. He didn't know anything about that. So it made him feel very uncomfortable. And I said, your greatest fear is right at your front door. I said, you have a lesbian ex-wife who's the mother of your two adult children, and you have a gay son and a gay partner. I said, it can't get any worse than this. I said, you're going to need to have... He had to go...
But that, wouldn't it be like the lust of this...
The lust of what?
This Reggie, sexual
when you,
lust.
When people, when you, look, I always say that when you're going to go into the lion, put your hand in the lion's den, know that somebody's going to get bitten. If it's not you, it's going to be the other party that you're involved with. And he got bitten in his worst way.
How did he get bitten? Like,
because as a result of going into the lion's den.
Also, with the threesome.
Exactly. It opened up an entire dynamic of things that he was not ready to deal with. You're already in a stressful job. You're a NYPD police officer, which brings a lot of stress. Now you want to be in this sexual, have sexual encounters with these two, with your wife and another woman. Now you're physically attracted to this other third party. You're seeing her on the side without your wife's knowledge. Then your wife comes out and tells you in the process of all this is going on, hey, honey, you know what? I'm a lesbian.
She told him that because he got that lady pregnant.
This is before the pregnancy. This is before the other woman got pregnant. Because he said he noticed certain behaviors. He's like, we were no longer intimate with each other. And she was always spending time with her friends. And he said it wasn't friends. It was a friend.
Yeah.
A friend. I'm going to Jackie's house. I'm going to Jackie and I going here. Jackie and I doing this. Jackie and I doing that. I'm staying over by Jackie. He's like, you're not coming home. What do you mean you're not coming home? So that right there, I told him, I said, you having that, you, she gifting you, she gift herself. That was her way of coming out to you.
A threesome with another woman.
Exactly.
That woman needs to know that.
That allowed her to come to the surface. That's what that did for her.
Well, she did. She put it in his face.
Yeah.
Here's when I went scuba diving.
I'm not into that nonsense. I'm not into that. I'm sorry. I'm not into that.
You know how to swim?
No. I'm not into that. People are like, oh, you got to experiment. You're so old school.
God,
I'm not into
stay
that.
Stay old school.
Let me stay old school. Let me stay old school.
You better stay old school. There's another part to this. The actual time. So let me look at this. Okay. So I gotta get out of here. This is crazy. This is baffling.
It's another
and we'll pick up part three, whatever the hell it is. Should teach you a lesson. A lot of people won't tell you what they're into. A lot of individuals have these little secrets. You won't let your mom or your dad discipline you when you're growing up. Then you wind up becoming someone that hires a gun. Bondage. Threesomes. Your wife. You gotta really be in each other's ass to make sure there's no hidden agenda. Now, at work, the poor guy is being challenged by a gay partner as a police officer. This is crazy. Experience.
Welcome.
And in this one, she knows all. She must have shown me the beat. Oh my God. I guess women are cool around the gay brothers and vice versa. Dang, man. And I had a good time with her because I started loosening up a little bit and asking crazy shit I want to know. So the other one begins where we meet. And here's a little bit. Here's the beginning of the next episode. This is 1 hour, 18 minutes, 35 seconds. Fine. But I waited 41 minutes. I asked on the live podcast, should man pay if he's asked out?
It's
and if you should wait for someone who comes late. She said 35 minutes. I said 41 minutes. So the show was 41 minutes. Here's a little piece of the long, the increase.
Well, we're going to pick this one up. It's a long one, but I hope you enjoyed the first one. This is Crazy Wednesday. Oh, my God. Domination. No, judge for yourself. Anyway, nice person. First time I went out like that. I don't normally do things. And I had a good time. She's, you know, showing her around. She asked. I did everything I was told to ask. She asked me. I helped her out. I did everything. And I made sure I told her, the person that knew me, who gave her my information, to tell her that we hung out. I helped her with the, you know, with whatever she asked me for. I was very respectful. I learned a freaking lot. Boy, oh boy. You know, when you're a podcaster, shit, you're going to find out stuff you never, ever imagined. So on behalf of the people that are trying to live a clean, prosperous life, I mean, to each his own, but shit, you know, you bring in another woman into your household, or how the hell are you married to a lesbian and you don't know? But that's the Porky Pine Podcast. Crazy Wednesday. Stay well. Incredible, beautiful family. Very nice. First time I hung out, I don't, you know.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Despite this, and if someone is 41 minutes late. And would you give your husband a threesome after doing this? There's a lot that took place. And she had a good one. They were happy. Nice out.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Say well, Facts Porcupine Crazy Mike. Thank you.